Turn to picture 14. Hi, boys and girls. I hope that you're enjoying Sunday school and are learning a lot. Today, I'm going to tell you more stories about the servants of God. Uh-oh, this picture looks a little scary, but you know it has a good story. Once again, there was fighting between the Philistines and the Israelites. The Philistines had a very, very big soldier called Goliath. He was a giant. I wonder if you have heard about him before. Well, everyone who saw him was frightened of him. Wow! He looked so fierce. He was more than 9 feet tall. Do you know how tall that is? Does your classroom have a door? If you can see your door, well, he was about 2 feet taller than the door. That is very, very tall. Now, Goliath shouted to the Israelites with a very loud voice, "Choose a man to fight me. If he is able to kill me, our tribe will be your slaves. But if I kill him, you people will be our slaves." This made King Saul and the Israelite soldiers more afraid of him, and no one wanted to fight him. Every day for 40 days, Goliath would shout this to the Israelite army. One day, David came to bring food to his brothers who were in the army. When David heard Goliath shouting to the Israelite army, he said, "Who is this Philistine that makes fun of the army of the true and living God?" Uh-oh, guess what, boys and girls? David said that he would fight Goliath. He was not afraid of the giant because he trusted in the living God. The soldiers in the camp were very surprised because David was young, younger than any of the soldiers. But David took his slingshot and 5 smooth stones and went to fight Goliath. Hey! When Goliath saw David, he was very much annoyed and shouted, "Come here so I can kill you." Then David shouted, "You come to fight me with a sword and spear, but I will fight you in the name of the Lord, the Almighty, the true God." Then Goliath moved closer to fight David, and David put a stone in his slingshot, swung it, and the stone flew and struck Goliath right in the middle of his head. And guess what? Goliath fell down dead. Children, sometimes we have problems and our heart feels very heavy, isn't it? But you know what? God wants to help you with your problem. But you need to trust God to help you, just like David did when he went to fight Goliath. David was still a boy, but he was not afraid of the huge giant. This is because David knew that God will help him. But boys and girls, God will help you too, if you ask him and trust him. Okay? Now, why don't you turn the machine off and tell your teacher something you would like God to help you with? Maybe you have a problem at school or at home. Then you can pray together and ask God for his help. This is the end of picture 14.